Nicola, I know it's only the first round of the championship, but what's going through your mind? We've finally beaten Cork in the summer.
Exactly, yeah. Oh God, that's a massive stepping stone for us, especially with the loss in the Connacht final and the league final. I said it before the match as well, people are probably doubting us as a team, giving us no chance already. And to come out here on a Saturday evening, perfect conditions for football, and to come out and to beat a team like Cork is absolutely phenomenal for us, and I am so delighted and so proud of all the girls today.
And a show from the start. We had moments in the game where there was lapses, but in general, Galway kept their heads focused on what needed to be done and didn't build up the attack to some great scores.
Exactly. I was saying there, we knew if we were in it within the last 15 minutes that we'd have the legs on them. And for us, it was about game management then towards the end. But we held the ball and then we picked our time. And when we found a gap, we went for it.
He switched a few players around. Alva Davern, what a day for her. Two goals in the game. We'll talk about the second in a moment. But to get that first goal, especially when both teams were probably still finding their feet.
Yeah, Alva's very busy in there, and she kept the full back on her toes. And that's something you need in there as well from a full forward. But not only that, she created the space for us as well coming through, and some super positional changes. But not only Alva, the whole team just really, really pulled out the bag today. And the subs that came on as well contributed massively.
Yeah, because Cork came back, Ciara Sullivan got the goal. They got their noses in front. But Galway refused to wilt, and the teams were level 8 times overall. But you stayed in this game. You were making sure the Cork knew this was a match.
Yeah, exactly. And probably in previous performances, we would have let teams just lapse back into it with an easy goal, but no, not today. As I said, those performances that we lost, although we lost them and it was extremely disappointing, we learned massively from them, and it definitely showed out there today.
Let's talk about the goals. Alva's second goal as well. Again, just like poetry in motion with the move as well. And then Kate Slevin, just seeing you raiding up the field there, and you knew she was there. It was just a matter of giving her the ball there and finish the job.
Yeah, I could see her in front of me, and I knew if I got past the first player, the person in my mind, the person in the best position, always gets the ball. And luckily, at the end of it, it was a finisher like Kate, and what a goal it was. Yeah, Alva's too, just super.
Nicola, it's the first game of the championship. We're not going to get carried away, I know that, but what a victory. Just to beat Cork first, but it sets up nicely. There's a job to be done next week first, but if you get the job done next week, we could be having all these young children back around for Northern Ireland quarterfinal.
Yeah, exactly, and massive. The young ones there, just even seeing them when we came out, that was massive for me, to know that there was still people in the county backing us. But as you said, yeah, we have TIP next week. We're in a nice position, and I think we're building nicely. So I'm really, really looking forward to the summer now.